With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A ceremony set for Monday in Pierre will honor more than 50 South Dakota veterans who served in Taiwan during a portion of the Cold War. Officials from the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office will present the U.S. ROC Mutual Defense Commemorative Badge to thank the 52 veterans for their service to the East Asian nation. The veterans served there between 1955 and 1979. During that time, American soldiers served in a peacekeeping role under a mutual defense treaty. This helped Taiwan defend itself from potential threats. Larry Zimmerman is South Dakota's Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He says it's been an honor to work with Taiwanese officials to coordinate the event.
The governor and I, representatives from Taiwan, will be there to give a medal to those veterans that served in that country in those time frames. The prerequisites, if you will, aren't set by South Dakota or even our DOD. They're set by the government of Taiwan for those folks that had boots on the ground there during those years.
Taiwan is also known as the Republic of China. The ceremony starts at 1 o'clock Monday at the Ramkota Conference Center. State Senator Billy Sutton is against restricting which facilities students who are transgender could use in South Dakota schools. He's running for governor in 2018 as a Democrat. Sutton says in a statement that such laws are a, quote, solution in search of a problem, unquote. Lawmakers have previously proposed limiting which school facilities students who are transgender could use. Current GOP Governor Dennis Dugard has opposed those efforts. The top two Republicans currently in the governor's race disagree with the governor and with Sutton. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley and Congresswoman Kristi Noem offered support for the idea this week. The number of fatal crashes at this year's Sturgis Rally has risen to 6. There were 2 fatal accidents at this point of last year's motorcycle rally. The 10-day event ends on Sunday. You're with SDPB.